13-year-old Adam has made a lot of mistakes in his life, but this has to be the biggest. Thanks to a massive fight with his little brother Callum, the mysterious and magical computer algorithm Popularis Incrementum has exploded and accidentally transported them to a completely different dimension. One where they were never born and the internet doesn't exist, and neither does any of the technology they know and love. Will the brothers survive in this strange alterverse where everything is the same but different? Can they stop an evil villain from sabotaging their dad's world-changing technology when in this universe, their dad doesn't even know who they are? And most importantly of all, will they ever find a way back home? Adam Destroys the Internet is out now in paperback, available from your local Waterstones or online at Waterstones.
Hey, I'm Connor, and this is Fun Kids Meets, the podcast where we meet your heroes. This week, Hebe got chatting to Mike and Rebecca, the director and producer of the new Kung Fu Panda 4, about the release of the new trailer.
I am so excited. Absolute massive fan of Kung Fu Panda. And I'd love to know how excited you are about bringing it back for a fourth time. It's so cool.
Oh, man, we had a blast. Yeah, we're thrilled. We had a blast making it. And, you know, it's been since 2008 was the first one, which was so long ago. And it's pretty incredible how much technology and camera work and even fighting styles have evolved so much in filmmaking that we like really went for it on this one and opened it up and did everything we possibly could to make this Poe's next big adventure.
What in particular in this one has changed? Can you give us any insights into what the big changes I've seen?
Yeah, one is we just have Poe journeys to a new location, a brand new city called Juniper City, and it's just filled with as many characters as we can cram into this film, and it's really exciting. And then, just like I said, the techniques, the like this GoPro camera work that we haven't seen in animation so much. It was great to put it into an action franchise like this one to really make use of all the new camera work, and not to mention the special effects that are so beautiful.
Everything's expanded.
We have a supernatural villain, so there's like just the look of it, it's like bigger and richer than all the past three movies put together.
And I think for Poe this time, having to go on an adventure with somebody, he's been kind of the solo act. Right now he actually has to figure out how to work with somebody and be on this adventure. So
has there been a big change in his relationship then? So working with one person rather than the team that he's been with for the last three movies? Because I didn't spot them in the trailer and I was like, oh, hold on.
Well, you'll have to wait to see. They make an appearance. They do make the Furious Five make an appearance. But we had so many new characters in this thing that we just, we tried to make room to introduce. There's a Granny Boar. There's a thieving pangolin. I'm sure you saw those three little cute bunnies that become very violent at times.
Not so cute bunnies.
right. And so we just had a blast like cramming in as many characters as we could to this new version.
Are there any animals that you have brought in that you're so excited to be able to play with animals that we haven't seen before in Kung Fu Panda?
I think our pangolin.
Yeah.
Because our pangolin, you know, he can roll up into a ball and, you know, we can have the animators had a lot of fun with that.
Yeah. He rolls around like a bowling ball and he goes through tubes. He lives underneath the city. We've got this huge city. And, you know, when we're in the city, we're through this crowded streets. It's almost like Times Square. And then we're also up on the roofs having chase sequences on the roof. But we're also down below. There's a whole world underneath the city where the thieves live. And it's run by this pangolin, played by
Ki-hee Kwan,
Academy Award winning. And he rolls around through the tubes, through the sewer pipes, all underneath the city. It's really fun.
I love that. Is there anyone that you see yourself in, that you kind of put yourself in the movie slightly?
That's a great question.
Well, I got to say, I think everyone relates to the bunnies. We're very cute and very violent.
Until someone really annoys you and then suddenly.
Right. I just think everyone relates to Poe. I think he's just like he's. I mean, I love working on these franchises. I've worked on Trolls and Shrek and SpongeBob and the Lego film. And what's really fascinating is looking, why do these characters stand the test of time? Why do people want to come back? And it's usually the lead character. And in this case, Poe, he's like an action-packed. He's enthusiastic. He's a fanboy. He's super charming and he never grows up, even though he's leveling up in every film and always looking for inner peace and taking that next step, he remains kind of this innocent, very funny, enthusiastic fanboy. So
I think he's a character that's why these movies work, is he's one of those characters that people can identify with on different levels.
I was going to say, in every movie, he seems to learn something about himself or his past or his relationships with people. What are we looking for in this movie that this big takeaway learning curve for him?
Well, I'll let you talk about the theme, but just like before we started this thing, it's really difficult to do. We have to make sure that we're evolving the character. And that's probably why it took so long to make this film, because we did not want to move forward until we had the perfect story to tell, until we really had something that was like the next thing. We didn't just want to make another film. We wanted to really evolve the character. So our theme was really...
Well, so yeah, to make a point, it's talking about evolving a character. It's also then about how do you stay true to yourself, but continue to grow and change. And embracing change doesn't mean you're forgetting who you are, but you're continuing to learn and grow. So, you know, we took this movie and leaned into that for Poe. And it's about embracing change and taking the next step. And that change can be scary, but it can also be a really valuable and incredible thing for everybody. And that, you know, through that journey, also, we have a theme of, you know, finding heroes in the unlikeliest of places. So, you know, not judging a book by its cover. So
I like that I was really attracted to the theme of change too, because I think everyone can relate to that. Like even kids going to grade school, that's a change and it's very scary. Going from grade school to junior high is a change that can be scary. Going to junior high to high school, college, just any, like we're always moving ahead in our life and it's terrifying. But if you look at it as like, you're not going to become something different. You retain who you are and you just become something more I thought was really interesting. And that's kind of a lesson that Poe needs to learn.
He seems to be trying to find that inner peace.
Yeah.
In all the movies, he never really finds it. It's very deep down. Do you have any tips, or is there anything you've learned from his challenges to find inner peace and to find himself that you take with you?
That's a great question. No, I haven't, because it's so hard. Jack Black is very similar to this character, and like he can't sit still. This guy wants to go off and be fighting crime, and he's got such energy and enthusiasm. For all of us, it's a constant struggle. I think the lesson is you never achieve it. I think you're always working towards it. You're in search of it, because it is very hard, especially nowadays with all the technology and our iPhones and computers. It's very hard to shut your brain down. It's very hard to relax and think about nothing, isn't it?
Oh, completely. I wholeheartedly agree.
I mean, more so than ever. Like we're in.
You're constantly bombarded, right? I mean, you're right. There's never a moment where you can just... everything just shuts down.
Or you could just chill out. But I think that's what's great, is like Poe shows us that like it's okay. We're all searching for that. All, even Shifu finds it difficult. Even the great Shifu finds it very difficult to meditate. So
speaking of Shifu, are there any characters that you're really excited, apart from Poe, to bring back for a fourth movie?
We're excited that we've got a lot of our original cast or cast members from prior movies back. I mean, everybody from, you know, Dustin Hoffman, the great James Hong.
Yeah.
Bryan Cranston.
I'm particularly excited that Tai Lung comes back. I mean, that was the greatest villain. I mean, these movies are as good as your villain. And that was one of the best DreamWorks villains of all time, was Ian McShane as Tai Lung. And to work with him and have Tai Lung back, and the animators are animating Tai Lung again, was a super special treat for a fanboy.
Great.
That is so exciting. So I only have one more question, but I'd love to know if you can sum up the fourth movie in a little like teaser sentence for us to get really excited. How would you sell it to us in a sentence?
I'd say funnier and more action-packed than all previous three combined.
That is a big selling point. I love that.
I know, right? I rarely am able to put things in tiny sentences, so I'm very proud of myself right now.
I'm good.
It's hard for me not to talk too much.
So, Rebecca, how would you sum it up in a sentence?
Well, how do I top that?
I bet you could do it.
How do I sum this man? The biggest adventure you're going to go on in 2024.
Oh, right. Sold it. I'm sold. I'm
done.
That is fantastic.
That was Hebe chatting to Mike and Rebecca, the director and producer of the new Kung Fu Panda 4. Yeah, I kind of said that in Kung Fu mode. If you love this podcast, remember to listen to the Stream It podcast to hear more from behind the scenes of the biggest movies and the biggest TV shows.
13-year-old Adam has made a lot of mistakes in his life, but this has to be the biggest. Thanks to a massive fight with his little brother Callum, the mysterious and magical computer algorithm Popularis Incrementum has exploded and accidentally transported them to a completely different dimension. One where they were never born and the internet doesn't exist, and neither does any of the technology they know and love. Will the brothers survive in this strange alterverse where everything is the same but different? Can they stop an evil villain from sabotaging their dad's world-changing technology when in this universe, their dad doesn't even know who they are? And most importantly of all, will they ever find a way back home? Adam Destroys the Internet is out now in paperback, available from your local Waterstones or online at Waterstones.